Blog Talk Radio.
friend by the name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one praise from my grace.
I don't know if y'all really got it. I need you to get in your neighbor's face. I need you to prophesy to them and tell them, you are just saying.
Hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is I'm tired, I'm praying of you, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what left to do. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn. to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. This is Care Broadcast Radio Network. Hallelujah. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, Senior, and this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Now, why are we uncensored? Hallelujah. Because we preach and we teach the true and the unadulterated word of the living God. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We preach the true and the unadulterated word of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't water it down. Hallelujah. If it's bitter, it's just bitter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every time you take medicine, it ain't going to be sweet. Hallelujah. Praise God. It ain't going to always taste good. Hallelujah, praise God. Everything that tastes good ain't good for you. Hallelujah, praise God. And just because it don't taste good don't mean it ain't good for you. Praise God, hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and open up with the word of prayer on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together tonight and congregate in your holy name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Lord, we ask that you come in. Hallelujah. And you move in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, allow all of us to decrease so that you can increase. Allow all of us to take a seat so that you can stand up, Lord. And we thank you tonight. And we praise your high and your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. It is a blessing once again to be on the line. Once again, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored. I am your host tonight, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., and it is a blessing, hallelujah, praise God, to be in the presence of the living God on tonight. For he said in his word, when two or more come together in his name, that he is in the midst, he is in the middle, praise God. And I believe that he is in the middle of this tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. You got to believe it for yourself that he's here. Because if God is here, anything can happen. Hallelujah. When we were on our old network, we had a theme song, anything can happen in here. Praise God. Why? Because the presence of God is wherever Jesus was, the very presence of God, wherever he was, a miracle was taking place. Hallelujah. There was some healing being done. There was some blind eyes being opened. Hallelujah. There were some demons being rebuked and bound. Hallelujah. And cast out. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. So you got to believe for yourself that that we are in the presence of the living God. And tonight, hallelujah, whatever breakthrough you've been asking for, hallelujah, praise God, whatever answer you've been asking God for, you know the question you've been asking him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever he's been wanting to deal with you on, you got to believe it's going to happen on tonight because he is here. He is in the midst. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are blessed tonight, praise God, the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored, hallelujah, which is a CAB broadcast radio network. We want, hallelujah, amen, and we are happy tonight, praise God, to bring to you, hallelujah, amen, our brother in Christ, praise God, hallelujah, Evangelist Will Davis, W.L. Davis, praise God, will be bringing forth a message on tonight. But let me tell you a little bit about him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Evangelist Davis, praise God, is a member of CARE Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is also, man, has his own ministry, the Wings of a Dove Ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He is a man of God and he is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm going to introduce to some, praise God, and I am going to present to others none other than the very own Evangelist Will Davis. Praise God. Amen. It is in your hand, Evangelist Davis. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. How is everybody tonight? Glory to God. I am indeed privileged and honored to speak on the behalf of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Through a series of growth and events and situations that you go through in life, you begin to learn that it's not about you, and it's not about me tonight. Hallelujah. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Christ, our Savior, the Messiah. That's what this is all about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you have Evangelist W.L. Davis right here. Hallelujah. The dove of love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm a member of CARE Ministries where our awesome, wonderful pastor, Pastor Mac Page, glory to God, resides as pastor. Glory to God. And I just want to thank God Hallelujah. Every one of you on the line tonight, I want to thank God for every one of you, whether you're an apostle, prophet, evangelist, preacher, teacher, glory to God, every one of you. There's no little I's and big U's in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We're all children of God. Glory to God. And I think sometimes we get it mixed up. Sometimes we let certain titles and what have you go to our heads. But, you know, God sees us, hallelujah, as members of his body. And he gives us those gifts as he sees fit. Glory to God. So I am delighted, hallelujah, to be on the line tonight and to have you as my guest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Prevost, for introducing me. Glory to God. And
amen.
And everyone out there, thank you for listening in. Glory to God. On last week, we talked about love. We talked about the need of love. We talked about the proclivity of love. We talked about the awesomeness of love. We talked about the truth of love. Glory to God. And we're going to continue that conversation on tonight. There's many, many things that we can talk about. But, you know, we need, one thing that we need desperately is the love of God. The love of God. We need that fellowship with God, our Father. Hallelujah. So that the Holy Spirit can shed abroad that love in our hearts so we can share it with each other. And you know, it's a lot of saints out there that's showing love. Glory to God. I'm not talking to, you know, folks like nobody showing love, nobody sacrificing. That is simply not true. It's a whole lot of love in this world, a whole lot, way more than you might think, you know. But whenever the world is down on you, like Frankie Beverly and May say, love is somewhere around. You can believe that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So on last week, we came from the 1 John chapter 4, and I'd ask for those of you all that would like to follow along, because I have some scriptures that you can look up of this message I'm about to bring that will clarify and verify everything that the Lord is about to use me to say. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 6 says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. God is truth. So if you know God, you're going to hear us. You're going to hear me. But if you don't know God, you're not going to be very interested even though you're listening. Why? Simply because you don't know God. You don't have the spirit of God, and you can't appreciate the things of God. But that's okay. That doesn't mean that where you are is where you'll end up. Because we're all going through to go to something or somewhere. Glory to God. So we all grow. One man plant it, another man water it. God give the increase. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yo, I could start this thing off and tell you about so many things that has happened to me in my life, so many things that have crushed, tried to crush and hurt me, and so many betrayals and so many lies spoken against me. You know what? I could do that, but then it would be about me, and it's not about me. I have a God that has my back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here today, all the stuff I've been through. But, you know, even though in some of you, my family members, know some of the personal things I've been through, but even those things pale in comparison to what the Lord Jesus Christ went through. We have no idea. We think about how he was crucified on the cross, and, you know, we sometimes might visualize, oh, it must have been painful, the nails going through his hands. But we have no idea the kind of suffering our Lord and Savior really went through. We have no idea. That was a dark, dark, sorrowful day. Hallelujah. And if we think that our Heavenly Father, who even the heavens can't contain, is going to allow that to go unpunished, I'm talking about in judgment. Because, see, we're in a dispensation of grace right now. Because we're not seeing punishment right now, you know, some of us think we're getting away with something. But let Brother Willie, the dove of love, tell you, we're not getting away with anything. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you the truth. Amen. So Let us gird up our minds tonight. Hallelujah. Put our thinking cap on. Glory to God. Because we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. You know, there's a song that I really like by Kim. And it simply says, it's a beautiful world. He says, and I like that title because, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's a beautiful world. I'm reminded of the song that Louis Armstrong sings. It's a beautiful world. Y'all know I'm from New Orleans. It's a beautiful world. And it can be beautiful depending on what type of eyes you're looking through. Glory to God. But Kim simply says, will you walk out on water or will you breathe on heaven's door? Will you leave a path to follow or will you lead a path to war? You know, the power of life and death is in our tongue. And either we will leave a path to follow like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did, or we're going to create a path to war. If we hold on to our hurts and our sorrows and our pain, we will minister out of our feelings, our hurt, our sorrow, and our pain. And before you know it, we'll be accusing this one, that one, you know, just like the devil, the accuser of the brethren almost. Okay? So, you know, we have to let that go. You know what the Holy Spirit told me this evening? He said, you know, I want you to especially address some of my daughters of Zion, and even my daughters who don't realize they're my daughters yet, who've been abused, disappointed, misused, raped by their stepfathers, mother's boyfriends, all of this kind of stuff. That's a devastating hurt. But Christ died for your pain. He died for what you're going through. Cast all of your cares and your burdens on him. Go to the Lord. Tell him all about it. Stay close to him. He will heal your hurt and your pain. He will take away that PTSD that you're struggling with. Hallelujah. God is love. I used to wonder myself, why? How could he allow some of these things to happen to me? But it was all in the making of a general. You know, we have to go through an olive press. We have to go through a garden of Gethsemane experience, you know. It calls God to perfect us through suffering and pain. Glory to God. And we all know suffering and pain don't feel too good. Now, some of God's children who are real obedient, they can sidestep some of that suffering and pain. You know, some of us who had the hard head, you know, got something soft now, we already know. But now, bless God. It's the dove of love on the line tonight. Simply saying that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. That's 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. God will separate, hallelujah, the wheat from the tares. My brother Alexis, there was a statement I made about the church and how we were, you know, just moving with the limp, kind of, you know, really struggling there. And brother mentioned how that God's children, which is paramount, is wheat, as opposed to tares, which are individuals that are in the church who's spying, trying to cause confusion, going through, doing all kind of different things. But he differentiated that the church itself is winning. The church is winning. The church itself is winning. And God will separate the wheat from the tares. God will separate the wheat from the tares in the end time. So sometimes we think, oh, my, this is a tear. We need to throw this out the church, and it's actually a wheat. I don't know how many of God's children have been kicked out of churches when they were really wheat, a child of God.
But they thought they were
doing God a favor by kicking you out. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that man may fail in judgment from time to time, but God never fails.
Go back
to the Lord. Find another church.
You know,
it's about the fellowship with the Lord anyway. Okay? Because no matter what church you're at, if your fellowship with the Lord is not what it's supposed to be, you're not going to get very much out of the church anyway.
I mean, you could be in one of the
most popular mega churches in the world with one of the most powerful preachers in the world.
But
if your relationship and your walk with the Lord is not right, then you're not going to get your maximized benefits from that church.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth
not God, for God is love.
Amen.
God is love.
I mean, you
have to be love.
I mean,
how long did he love me?
He loved you to death.
Even the death on the cross.
Speaking of
crucifixion,
that's the most excruciating, painful death
ever known to man.
I don't believe you. That is not.
That is not something that we want to experience and go through. That is not something. Hallelujah. But the Lord went through it. He went through it for us. So we wouldn't have to. That's love. Took our place.
People bring their worry
and corner mentality right to the church.
And,
you know, we begin to compete with one another. Begin to compete with one another.
That's the joy of our time. All we can expect. People begin to compete with each other.
People begin to, hallelujah, bring the worldly and corner ways right into the church.
You know,
speaking of worldly and corner ways, the good Lord have nothing to do with,
because
God is a spirit and he's a holy spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. We heard about the situation in Detroit where right in the church, the preacher evidently asked for $1,000 offering or some tithes of $1,000 or whatever, I don't know. and a big old fight broke out in the church. That's not an example of carnality in worldly ways. I don't know what is. Well, the folks say, you know, this, they say that. The man of God drives a Rolls Royce, but they're not reaching back out into the neighborhood and what have you. I don't know. I'm not the judge of all of that, and neither are you. But one thing I do know, God's going to make it all right. God's going to make it all right. Because, you know, we try to judge things. We try to say, oh, well, you know, he shouldn't have done that. He should be giving more to the church. We don't know how much that man is giving. And we don't know why he raised the $1,000 offering. But what we do know is Satan was there trying to start some trouble. I never heard of anything like that before.
I mean, really?
You're talking about some wheat and tares getting into it. And we got to do better than that. You know, Dr. King said, unless we learn how to get together as brethren and love each other, we all going to perish as fools. Are we going to really, truly make allow the devil to make a fool out of us? Come on. Seriously? Huh? I mean, from some of the things that I saw, I was a little disappointed.
But then I began to look a little closer.
And I began to see some wonderful things, some wonderful, wonderful things that men and women of God has done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lord working through them. Men and women of God on this planet has done some wonderful works. Those that are alive and dead and gone in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Have done some wonderful things and will continue to do wonderful things. Let's not try to judge each other. None of us made each other. We all do the same things. Let the judgment go. Let that carnality stuff go. We got to let it go. It's not of God. Hallelujah. But what should we focus on then? We should focus on the goodness of God, the grace of God,
the love
of God. We should focus on that. We have to let this contentious stuff go. You know, this crab in the bucket mentality?
Syndrome. We got to let that go.
You see your brother being elevated or exalted or whatever, be happy for him. And when your turn comes, somebody's going to be happy for you. Your turn is coming.
You know, jealousy
and envy, that's of the devil. That is not God.
Hallelujah.
We have to let that go.
Because God is love.
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13. It's something. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 John 4 are the love chapters. They are the foundational chapters of the Word of God. The entire Word of God is written around these two chapters because God is love. God is love. And we say, yeah, well, God is a God of judgment too. Yeah, well, he is a God of judgment. But all of it stems out of love. Even his judgment stems out of his love. And you know, every gift that God gives through the Holy Spirit, every gift that God gives us, they cannot operate unless they're operating out of love. It's essential for you to have love for God first with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and love for your neighbor as yourself. If you don't have that, your gift's not going to operate like they're supposed to operate. Come on now, who we fooling? We sure ain't fooling God. Trying to fool ourselves, but we can't even fool ourselves. Come on. Why? Because we're too much like God. We're too much like him to even fool our own selves. So come on, get up off of that. Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at verse 4. It says, love suffered long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. I know we're not running around here thinking evil of each other. I know we're not doing that.
Look at this.
It says, love envieth not. We're not envious of each other, are we?
Vaunteth
not itself, is not puffed up. You know, there's another scripture about being puffed up. You know, and it simply says that 1 Corinthians 8, verse 1, it says, knowledge puffeth up, but charity or love builds up and edifies. Isn't that something? We get a little knowledge, you know, we get a little knowledge of the word. Sometimes it's secular knowledge. You know, we got a few little degrees or whatever. We get bold and puffed up about this and that and the other. But those of us who have gotten closer to the Lord, no matter how much knowledge we have, no matter how gifted we are, how anointed we are, the law of kindness is in our tongues. Because it's the law of kindness that's going to build your brother and your sister up. Not the scolding.
Not the howling.
Ooh, I was bad with that at one time. Ooh, man. Listen, I was always a brother that would not bother you. I wasn't the envious and the jealous kind. You know, so I thought I was over it, you know. I was happy for whoever was advancing.
God is a witness,
he'll tell you. And I wouldn't bother you. But if you come in my face with some stuff,
man,
it was like nitroglycerin being poured on dynamite. It was going to be an explosion. And I thought that was right. I thought that was all right because I used to always read about how the right hand of God was terrible. I thought I was his right hand, so I was supposed to be terrible. You know, a lot of us have misconceptions about the word of God. But no, God didn't want me to be terrible. He didn't need me to be terrible for him. Yeah, I used to call myself what's that word? Defending the word of God, defending Jesus. All on the job, they'd be all on me. This and that, nothing. I'm standing up. No, it's my job to defend Jesus. You know, I was his defense attorney.
You know, the enemy
will kick your behind to the middle of the moon if you're not careful. Excuse the prerogative. And so a lot, I was up against a whole lot. And a lot of times it's because of our own misunderstanding or whatever.
But
God said, vengeance is mine. God said, vengeance is mine. Matthew, verse 24 and 12.
Says,
and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Say what?
You know what that shows me? That shows me that the word of God is that much more truer. Okay? Because, you know, some of us are concerned about, you know, how the church, they're not showing up in numbers like they used to, and they're not giving the way they used to, and da-da-da-da-da. But I'm not concerned about that. Why? Because God knew all these things. Because God, being eternal, knows the beginning from the end. Hallelujah. So I'm not concerned about who's not going to church, who done backslid, who ain't giving no money. I'm not concerned about that. My eyes is on the prize. And I tell you, the prize is the Lord Jesus Christ, who's there from the beginning, there at the end, who had no beginning and have no end. Glory to God. I'm talking about Christ, the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Lord had a, you know, situation because he took up on flesh and entered and stepped into time. But he created time.
Hallelujah. But Christ
lives outside of time.
Glory to God.
So this book tells us that the love of many would wax cold. If you don't believe me, look at it for yourself. Matthew 24, verse 12. Verse 13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Matthew
24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Well, what is iniquity? The definition of iniquity is a gross injustice,
wickedness, a wicked act.
The quality of being unfair or evil. You know? Like, you know, an example, the police placing unfair charges on blacks and do not charge whites who do the same things. That's iniquity. And we who are listening all over this country and all over the world, African Americans here in America, have experienced that. Okay? And God sees the iniquity. Okay? Don't think it's going to go unpunished. All right? Don't think you've ever got away with anything. Okay?
You even
know in your own heart one day you're going to have to pay. If you want to keep up that facade, go right ahead. Because God will sanction your way all the way to you know where, but he don't want you to go there. I didn't say, oh, Brother Willie said you're going to die and go to hell. No, Brother Willie didn't say you're going to die and go to hell. Because it's my job to pull you out of the very fire so you won't have to go to hell. It's my job to point you to the Holy One of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach,
who died on that cross
so you won't have to go to hell. Did you know that the Bible says that hell was not made for man, but it was made for the devil and his angels, his fallen angels? Huh? It's not the will of God for you to go to hell. But if you want to take the attitude of the devil and try to make God out of a liar when he didn't told you he sent his son to be the savior of the world, and you're going to say, well, I don't believe that. Well, God is going to have to judge your unbelief because now you tried to make him out of a liar. And anybody that try to make my father out of a liar, you will end up in hell. I can tell you that. Okay? So, yeah, don't think that preaching this gospel is easy.
Because,
you know, you not only have to walk the walk, you have to talk the talk. And I know a lot of y'all probably thought, oh, well, what happened to Brother Willie? Because, you know, I started off in the 80s. I got saved in 1981, and I was on fire for like the first 14 years, right? And then here came the testing. Here come the ex-wife. Oh, God. Woo! Wasn't nothing nice, my brothers and sisters.
Okay?
But it was something that everybody's situation is different. And it was something that I had to walk through, that I had to go through. But guess what? In my heart of hearts, my mind was always on Jesus. Glory to God. Well, is that totally true? Hold on, because I remember some times where I had backslid. I don't know. I could tell you this. I know I always loved Jesus, even though I was backslid. I could tell you that. Why? Because the Holy Ghost was inside of me. Well, I'm back. Hallelujah. And everybody needs to know that the dove of love is here. Hallelujah. The devil's not going to steal my joy.
Because
one of my daily prayers is that, Lord, make my joy full. Do you know the joy of the Lord is your strength? You lose your joy and you lose your focus on the Lord, you're in trouble. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You know what? I don't trust people that's all sad and messed up, because I know they ain't been in the presence of God. What you all sad and what you all sad for? So you must not be believing what God is saying, because if you did believe it, you would have some joy, honey. You're not going to tell me by being in the presence of God that your joy is not going to be elevated,
yeah,
that you're not going to experience pleasures, hallelujah, being in God's presence. Glory to God. So if I see the sad face all dreary down and all sad, oh, Lord, have mercy, I know you ain't been in the presence of God. Okay? So I'll pray for you, but don't get that spirit too close to me, okay? Because I'm going to keep my joy by the grace of God. I've been praying too long for my joy to be full. I'm just telling you like it is. Remember, this is uncensored. We're not watering down nothing here. Hallelujah. Some of the preachers won't tell you the truth because they think you won't give. Right? Well, you know, if you don't give from your heart and you don't sow in good ground, then we don't want your money. I know I don't. If your money is not given in the right spirit, don't sow into my ministry, because I don't want to see you blessed. Not like that. But you know who I want to see blessed? Cheerful givers. Those who understand and they're sowing into good ground. Those who understand that you can't be God's given, no matter how you try. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'll give you an opportunity to sow into my ministry. Glory to God. Evangelist W.L. Davis at Care Ministries, 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas. 76011. Hallelujah. But you know, the police place unfair charges on blacks, because I'm thinking about my brothers and my sisters in the penitentiary. We're about 18% of the population in this country, maybe. And the jails comprise of 80 to 85% blacks and Hispanics. I ain't forgetting about your brown brothers, even though look like y'all forget about us, but that's okay. God hasn't forgot about us. I think when Christ was going up that Calvary's Hill, I think it was a black man that helped tote his cross up there with him, if I'm not mistaken. Hallelujah. God made all of us. He's no respecter of persons, and he's not prejudiced. Hallelujah. So what ethnic group you are, hallelujah, when you do the right thing by him, he's going to bless your life tremendously. Glory to God. We didn't have all that racism stuff going around in this world until that slavery thing started, that cruel iniquity of slavery, that evil travesty of justice. Okay? But I'm not even trying to judge that. Because if the Lord allowed us to come over into this country,
was it
for such a time as this?
Was our people
over there worshiping idols and witch doctors and all this kind of stuff? Was that going on? Did our people turn away from the Most High God who they knew? Huh?
Come on, now, y'all.
Somebody say there's a cause and an effect. It's a reason for the season, too. Glory to God. Y'all don't want me to get it started. Most
awesome
of us
word,
have
Daddy.
No idea
the suffering
a man and a woman of God goes through in order to break through the veil. Apostle, evangelist, y'all know about it. Y'all out there in California, y'all know about it. Hallelujah. I got one brother out there in California, Brother Ray. I got to say hi to you. I got to give you a shout out. Because I don't know if you know me or not, Brother Ray, but after the night you probably will. Hallelujah. Quality of being unfair or evil. That's iniquity.
Gross injustice. That's iniquity. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
But
he shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved.
So
you see, God knew that the love of many was going to wax cold. So that don't bother me. I'm still on the winning team. And last time I checked,
you are
too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But yes, we go through a lot in life. You know, we go through a whole lot. But it only shows me that the Lord knows everything that we were going to go through. And if he wasn't right there with us, I'm talking about through some traumatic times,
we wouldn't be alone today.
But we are. He must have something for us to do. I mean, boy. When that enemy see you got a heart after God, he coming after you. So just get ready.
And don't be
afraid, because God got you. He got your back. As long as we walk, you know, the tightrope, so to speak, or the straight and narrow, there's not very much he'd be able to do to us. It's when we veer off to the left or to the right is when he
gives
us all kinds of problems.
You know? But God
is able to protect us from any attack, any situation,
anything
we're going through. And trust me,
I've been there,
was in church for years and years and years, giving and giving and giving and getting beat up on the job and persecuted and talked about. And guess what? That pales in comparison what the Lord Jesus Christ went through for us. Do you know this is a man who kept Mosaic laws?
My God, too many to count.
Kept every one of them, didn't break one of them.
Because then
he would have sinned. And one sin before God is enough to give you eternal damnation. Did you know that? Let's just say he was born righteous, right? And it did nothing wrong.
Nothing. Until you were
30 years old. Then one day you looked one way to the left, to the right. No cars were coming.
No cars were coming?
North, south, east, or west. But the street light said, don't walk. And you walked on across the street because you know no cars was coming. You had a good look, a clean look. Wasn't nothing coming.
Well, you did walk.
Do you know that's enough to get you to
before the eyes of a
holy, righteous God, that's enough to get you condemned to hell? Did you know that? So we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Somebody had to pay the price.
All I can say, Lord, is
what a man.
And
you know, I used to think that because he was the Son of God, that he didn't have some of the trials and the temptations that we had. That's not true. He was a man. It was more important that he came as the Son of Man than it was the Son of God.
Why?
Because he came to show man what he could overcome. Hallelujah. He was the Son of Man. He was all man, and he was all God. Yes, indeed. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, you have done all things well. Hallelujah. We behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That sin of unbelief. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Glory to God. Continue to draw us, Lord God. Continue to keep us, Father God. Continue to use us in your service, Lord God. Continue to overturn the enemy counsel against us, Lord God. Continue to prosper our way, Father God. Continue, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to open our understanding, Father God, so we won't be so judgmental of each other, Lord God, like we made each other, like we know all about each other. You've seen one little strip of a man's life, just one little piece of his life, and you didn't like what he did, so now all of a sudden he's this and he's that and he's that. But you don't know what he did 17 years or for 23 years. You don't know none of that. And you don't know what he's going to do in the next 20 years. You don't know none of that because you're not God. So why are you trying to judge your brother after you've been knowing him for 2 weeks? What is your problem? So let's love one another, you know, because, yes, God is a God of love, and everything that he does it out of love. Even when he talks a little coarse, you know what I mean? It sounds a little rough, you know what I mean, when I ask a question like that. But that's out of love for you. Wake up. Out of love for you. That's out of love. That's from the Lord. That's his concern for you and me. Hallelujah. So don't feel like love is all marshmallows. No, because God is a God of love. He's a God of judgment as well. It's going to be a judgment, people. And you don't want to be on the wrong side of the judgment. I know I don't. Lord, have mercy on my soul, Lord. Have mercy on my soul. Hallelujah. And for all those that want mercy, have mercy on their souls too, Father God. And those that do iniquity and evil, I'm asking you, Father God, to forgive them. They know not what they do. Glory to God. Give us the heart for more love, Lord God. I need more of your love. I need more of your grace. Thank you for so much mercy. Thank you for so much mercy, Lord God, and long suffering. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. And I still need that, but I need more love, more grace, more understanding, more anointing, more strength, more power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Use us in your service. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And amen.
I want to turn it back over to Pastor Prevost at this time. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. We thank God, hallelujah, for Evangelist Willie Davis on tonight. We thank God for that word that he delivered from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Love, grace, mercy, forgiveness. These are all things that God showed us. So we have to show these things. Hallelujah to other people as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we got to stop judging and condemning people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah. Let me do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight for the man of God. Lord, we thank you for the word that you put in the man of God's belly on tonight. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you put in us to walk that word out, that we can talk the talk and walk the walk, Lord. And we thank you on tonight. We praise your name, Lord. Pour back into the man of God the virtue that he has poured onto us tonight. And Lord, continue to shape him, continue to mold him into the man that you want him to be. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Evangelist Davis. Hallelujah. Wings of a Dove Ministry. At this time, we want to open up the line for testimonies and prayer requests at this time. Praise God. If there be one on tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, or perhaps you have a comment for the man of God tonight, hallelujah, we want to open up the line at this time. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you all tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was just thinking, I was telling one of my brothers in Christ, praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't all about comments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes everything that was said needed to be said. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not one that's big on comments, praise God, because half the time somebody just come in because they think they can preach it better than you preached it. I'm going to tell it like it is, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I remember T.D. Jakes said he loved it when the potter's house, hallelujah, because when you're silent, that means you're listening. That means you're learning something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for everybody who called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in out there. On Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for you as well. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord tonight with the man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for that word on love, on forgiveness, on mercy, on grace, on judgment. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight. Praise God. And we have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. If anybody out there, praise God, would like to make Christ your Lord and Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to make this the opportunity for you to do so. Praise God. And if you want to do so, if you've heard the word on tonight, hallelujah, or you just came seeking God on tonight, hallelujah, we want to open up the door. We call it opening up the doors of the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some call it an invitation to discipleship. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we just want to ask, if you want to make the Lord, if you want to make Jesus your personal Lord and Savior, praise God, we're going to give you an opportunity to do so at this time, wherever you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you got to do, if you mean it from your heart, all you got to do is say these words. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Make me, Lord, and make me whole. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we believe if you said those simple words, praise God, and meant them from your heart, hallelujah, that right now your sins are forgiven. Right now you are a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Right now your life is on a road for the better. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we advise you to get into a Bible-based church, a Bible-based church, somebody that preaches the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And meditate on his word. The Bible says those who meditate on his word, hallelujah, they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and whatever he doeth, it shall prosper. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God, and we thank God for you on tonight. Somebody got their grace card on tonight. Hallelujah, and we thank God for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. If anybody out there wants to send a contribution or a donation to the ministry, praise God, we are online at paypal.me/theanointedtruth, or you can send checks or money orders to Care Church Incorporated, P.O. Box 183483, Austin, Texas 76096. Praise God. And if you have a contribution for any program or any speaker that you hear on tonight, like tonight you heard Evangelist Davis, praise God. Hallelujah. You can just put that notation on that money order. Hallelujah. Or put that notation in the box. Hallelujah. On the PayPal account. Praise God. And we will make sure those funds get to, hallelujah, the person you want them to go to. And we just thank God tonight for everybody, amen, out there who has heard the word on tonight. Praise God. I've had a blessed time in the Lord. I don't know about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you can remember, you can join, hallelujah, Evangelist Davis here next week praise God, next Thursday, praise God, at the same time on the same channel, Crab Broadcast Radio Network, praise God, hallelujah, amen. So be sure to call in and tune in on next week, praise God, and hear another word from the Lord. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, praise God, and we're going to go ahead and pray out tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight for allowing us to come together in your holy name, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the word that you brought us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, and help us not to judge others. Help us, Lord, to have an open heart, Lord. Help us, Lord, to give grace, to give mercy, to give forgiveness, Lord. Help us, Lord, hallelujah, to uproot that tree of bitterness out of our hearts, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you, and we just want to magnify your holy name. And, Lord, we want you to know that we love you and we appreciate you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. On tonight, on behalf of CARE Radio Network, Broadcast Network, praise God, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With the Chosen Fellowship of Churches. Hallelujah, under the direction of Apostle Thomas. So we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Everybody have a blessed night and go with God.
Be blessed. Good night.
Amen. 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 Amen.